Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's episode, we are going to be continuing on the overarching theme of career planning by talking about the importance of self-assessments to your career plan. The true foundation of career planning is self-assessment. I feel that strongly. I cannot reiterate this enough that you cannot create an effective career forward if you don't know who you are and where you want to be. That's all self-assessments are when you get into the nitty-gritty of them. Learning who you are as a person. What are your personality traits that can tie into your career path? What are your values so that you can find positions that align with those values? Trust me, nothing will ruin your career path faster than finding a position that doesn't align with your internal values. What are your strengths and your weaknesses? How will your career plan fit into your strengths and help you with your weaknesses? When starting to do self-assessments, there are many ways to approach it, both formal and informal assessments. I suggest utilizing both formal and informal assessments. Remember that information, even if it's on yourself, is the currency of careers. We will start on the informal assessment piece. As part of your career planning time that you schedule in your life, and I highly recommend that you do schedule it out or else it's not going to happen. We're all busy here. Take time to sit with yourself. Spend 10 to 20 minutes or however long you want to spend writing down who you feel like you are in relation to careers. What are your strengths and your weaknesses? What are your values? What is important to you in a job or not important to you in a job? Where do you want to end up? And other such questions. Once you've done this informal self-assessment, seek out more formal assessments that can give you more concrete answers and give you more ideas on your informal information. On the Dornsife Career Pathways website, there are a number of self-assessments that you can take that will help give you deeper insight into your career path. I'm going to highlight a few, but these aren't all of them, and I recommend that you seek out others because, remember, this is your career path. It has to work for you. What might work for others might not work for you. The first formal assessment that I'm going to talk about is the O-Net Interest Profiler. This is an assessment of client interest based on Holland's theory of RISEC. John Holland's theory of career choice maintains that in choosing a career, people prefer job/work where they can be around others who are like them and seek environments that allow them to use their individual skills and abilities to express their attitudes and values. Most people fit into one of the following six personality types, with three predominant types rising to the top. The six are realistic, investigative, artistic, social, enterprising, and conventional, RISEC. The O-Net Interest Profiler will give you your RISEC types, as well as some careers that might match your given values. A word of advice on this and other places, any formal assessment, is that these are suggestions, not fixed answers into your life. Take them and apply them into your life as you see fit. Another self-assessment that I would recommend is 16 personalities. This self-assessment provides a personality or preference assessment that returns a four-letter code similar to Myers-Briggs type indicator. Users will answer questions and be provided with detailed information about their type with the option to explore all 16 types. This will allow you to gain greater insight into yourself and then take that insight to match careers that complement your personality type. For example, if you learn that your personality is one that you really don't like being stuck indoors all day, every day, then maybe a corporate desk job really isn't for you. And that's fantastic information. You now know an entire area that you don't want to look in. That's almost as important, if not more important, than knowing what areas you do want. This allows you to hone your focus and start looking in specific areas that match who you are intrinsically as a person. The final self-assessment that I want to highlight is a website called Career One Stop. Career One Stop has free online self-assessments for interests, skills, and work values. Users who take the assessments can print and/or save the results and compare them with occupational information. Career One Stop truly is, as the name suggests, a one-stop shop for career planning. Please utilize it. Whatever self-assessment you use, whether formal or informal, the information gathered by such exercises is incredibly useful. It will give you insight into who you are and what you want. Self-assessment stimulates exploration and decision-making on the road to creating a more complete career plan. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu, Career Pathways, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.